Good morning, America. Seriously, is it all right for the President of the United States to make a quid pro quo deal for personal gain, leveraging desperately needed military funds to a nation in the middle of a war to investigate a political rival? Would you feel that way for all presidents? Republicans have struggled to answer this question. They've been tying themselves into knots, casting doubt on everyone from whistleblowers to our intelligence community, asking no questions of the president's questionable behavior and tactics. So I'm going to ask different questions. Is this the kind of government you want? Is it okay for a president, any president, to use dictator tactics, disrespect other branches of government, intimidate federally protected whistleblowers, alienate allies, incessantly lie and act self-righteously indignant when called out, situate the press as enemies of the state? And none of that is made up or fake news. That is what Mr. Trump has been doing, oftentimes by his own admission. And this is having devastating consequences on the office and the nation. I've heard people dismiss impeachment, saying that at this point it would be silly, a waste of time for a decision that could be made at the ballot box next November. But that's not what impeachment is about. Impeachment is the ultimate rebuke, and clearly draws the line about certain presidential behaviors and actions. The mistake congressional Democrats are making is they are continuously talking about what Mr. Trump is doing. This is not about Trump. This is about the office of the presidency. And I sincerely doubt any past president would be happy to see any of this. Besides, what if Obama did it? I'm Joseph Flynn, and that's my perspective.